In this afternoon's gospel, Jesus finishes what's called the Sermon on the Plain, and he turns his attention now to a very common human flaw, and that is being hypocritical. Every major religion seems to have hypocritical or Pharisee types. There are those who like to parade around as morally perfect people, correcting and judging everyone else around them. And we've all met people like that, or maybe some of us are people like that. Well, there's four things about hypocrisy in religion. Four quick things. Oh, not so quick. Enough for a homily. Well, the first one is this. Often people secretly detest something in themselves, you know, a common fault of some kind, and then they protest loudly when they see the same thing in others. And this is what the psychologists call a defense mechanism, projection, where individuals attribute their own undesirable traits to others. By focusing on others' flaws, they avoid confronting their own flaws that are similar. The second thing is this: people often feel a need for control because of insecurities in their life that we can't control. And so people have this deep-seated insecurity. And oftentimes then they feel the urge to correct others and control others' behaviors, because without control they fear their lives would spiral into chaos. And they also may believe that their way is the only right way to do something, and they feel compelled to enforce it on others. The third thing is some people need validation for their self-esteem. Correcting others can provide a sense of superiority and validation. It can be a way for individuals with fragile egos to boost their self-esteem by demonstrating their knowledge or competence. And the last one is, the fourth one, some people want to hide their own moral failures. And there have been lots and lots of instances where religious leaders or those who publicly promote and preach strict moral codes are oftentimes found to be engaging in those same behaviors that contradict their own teaching. But the saddest thing about hypocrisy in religion is that when we're hypocritical before others, we're play-acting before God. Because that's what the meaning of the word hypocritical means, play-acting. Because in Greek drama, the actors wore masks all the time. And so that's what hypocrisy is, hiding behind a mask, hiding our real self, thinking we can hide that from God, which we can't. Well, how do we correct all of this? Well, you know, it seems to me that everybody wants to change the world. You talk to people that are in school, even in grade school, high school, college, they think their job is to change the world, change the world. And if you are a young person here who wants to transform the world or change the world, here's a good starting point. Go clean your room. I mean this most seriously. A good starting point to change the world is to go clean your room. Because a principle of life, of healthy life, is you set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. Once you have your own life figured out, you can be trusted to have something to contribute and something to say to the world around you. Until then, you can't really be taken seriously. And so we have to sort of get our life together in order by taking personal responsibility for our own actions. And we demonstrate to others that we have the ability to manage and improve our own circumstances. Another way is by possessing humility and self-reflection. You can change the world. By pointing out the flaws in the world, you should first address your own shortcomings in the areas where your own life isn't in order. The last thing is to create a solid foundation. By setting your own house in order, you create a solid foundation from which you can more effectively contribute to positive change in others and in the world. And so cleaning your room is a symbolic act that represents taking control of your life. Now, well, I don't want to really talk about how some people's rooms are really cluttered. Some people's rooms you would not want to even step foot in because they're so disordered. But the thing is this, that it's a practical step when you clean your room to greater psychological and emotional stability. It enables us to tackle larger problems than just cleaning a room. And so it is a Christian way of life, that is, to follow Jesus in what he asks us to do in this evening's gospel, and that is to stop judging others and to take care of the beam in our own eye before we help others remove the splinter that they have in their eye. And that's the way we combat hypocrisy.